we have this power. And how many people have heard of Jack Woodbury or Richard Smith or Mrs. Schneier? Really? Some of you have. You must have. Jack and Richard were my high school English and history teacher. And Mrs. Schneier was my third grade teacher. And I have to say, without them, I would not be standing here tonight. I would never have written a word. Yeah, I mean, they had a huge impact on me. This book is their book more than it's my book. Mrs. Schneier, my third grade teacher. So I grew up in this little town in New Hampshire where we had a reform school in town, and all the kids in the reform school had to go to the public school because it was the only school there was, and they had to stay there until they were 16 because that was the state law. And when I was in third grade, there was a 15-year-old boy in my class. He was mean. He didn't like me. Can't imagine why. And he used to push me around on the playground, and I'd go running to Mrs. Schneier and cry and complain, and she didn't know what to do because they could kick him out of school for a week, but they always had to bring him back because that was the state law. And so finally one time when I go running to Mrs. Schneier, she says to me, "Johnny, you're just going to have to handle this yourself." And I said, "But damn, he's big." And she said, "Listen, here's my suggestion. Next time he pushes you, you just kick him in the shins and run like hell." I don't think she used the H word. I did. Funny thing happened. He whimpered, cried, and then he became my friend, my ally, my protector. What a lesson. You know, what a lesson. I learned about going into my own power, my own courage, dealing with a problem by myself. And I learned about the power of confronting a bully and what that means in terms of bringing him around. So Mrs. Schneier, without her, I wouldn't be here tonight. I guarantee it. So you are Mrs. Schneier, Jack Woodbury, and Richard Smith. How many people in the audience are teachers or retired teachers? Let me restate that. How many of you are teachers? All of you. Every one of you. When you walk out of this room, you're going to talk to somebody. There's a teaching opportunity. We're all teachers. By the way we shop, by the way we behave, by the way we talk, we're always teaching each other. So let's teach each other about going down this road to a sustainable, just, and peaceful world. You have incredible power. You have passion. Every one of you has passion, and every one of you has talent. I don't know what yours are, but I know you have it. I have a passion for writing and hopefully some talent in it too. I don't know what your passions and talents are, but I know you have them. And so what's really important here is that you follow your passions, you honor your passions, and you use your talents to honor your passions. And as you do that, you direct all of this toward creating a sustainable, just, and peaceful world for my grandson. We can all take different paths, but let's head for that same destination of a sustainable, just, and peaceful world. As a kid growing up in New Hampshire, again, I was a student of history. My family goes back to over 300 years in New Hampshire. There's no R in that word, incidentally. New Hampshire and Vermont. And I was struck by how fortunate we are that Tom Paine did not try to lead armies. And George Washington did not try to write pamphlets. Paine had a talent and passion for writing pamphlets, and Washington had passion and talent for leading men. And Martha Washington had passion and talent for bringing women together to make clothes for the men at the forefront and to get children to stamp out bullets for the people at the forefront. They each took their own path, but they followed their passion and their talent, and they were headed toward the same destination of getting out from under the yoke of the British Empire, and that happened. Tremendous lesson there. We can all take our individual paths, But bring your passion in there. And let's direct a lot of it toward these corporations, because we've got to realize that they are calling the shots. And they're vulnerable, and they've got people working in them that want to be turned around. They've got people in them that want to hear, we're not going to look the other way when they form sweatshops, or we're not going to look the other way when they destroy rainforests. So let's direct our energies in that direction of going toward a sustainable, just, and peaceful world. But if you don't follow your passions, you're probably not going to be successful at whatever you do anyway. So go deep into that passion and look at your talents. And where is this taking you? Where do you want to go? And we're going to get there.